back in 90 seconds. Aspect of this particular ball game is that Phil McGrath, who is listed as a probable starter, got married last night. McGrath, at 6'4", was married last night, had the reception prior to the ball game. If Eastern Arizona loses, then he will show up at another reception in Sholo, Arizona, Monday night, where his wife is from. If Eastern Arizona wins, then his wife will be there all alone at Sholo, Arizona. Let's take a quick 60-second break. We'll be back with the beginning of this game. Back in 60 seconds.
You and Frank.
And that's the uniform they've worn a lot this year. For Eastern Arizona, starting at one guard will be Kevin Johnson, listed as a first-team All-American by Blue Ribbon Basketball Yearbook. At the other guard will be Victor Harbison, a 6'1 sophomore. Harbison did not start the last time Dixie played Eastern Arizona. It was a disciplinary action then, but Harbison will start tonight. Starting at one forward will be the bridegroom, Phil McGrath, a 6'4" sophomore whose father is the former head coach here and former president of the school. At the center is Ben Morton, a 6'8" freshman. And at the other forward is Terrence Sims, a 6'4" sophomore. Morton wearing number 50 to jump against Brent Stevenson. The officials, Michael Hart and Steve Goodman. The tap controlled by Dixie. To Parrish underneath to Henry. The basket is good, and there's a foul immediately on Eastern Arizona, and it goes to Phil McGrath. That may or may not be a good omen if you're looking for a sign. Henry makes it 2-0 Dixie with 4 seconds gone and a chance to make it 3-0. The pass from Parrish to Henry. A full complement, I guess you could say, 100 fans or so, a full complement of St. George fans here, a whole bunch of Dixie fans standing below us. Shot is up and good by Ricky Henry, and suddenly it's 3-0, and Dixie will put the press on. Maxwell against Kevin Johnson. Johnson to bring it into forecourt. Johnson, outstanding ball player, All-American, a young man from Milwaukee, cut off by Maxwell. Johnson may have his choice of colleges. Long jump shot up by Sims. Short rebound tap by Morton. No good. Rebound Morton. Shot missed. Rebound taken by Maxwell. Triple team. Maxwell comes out on the dribble. Eastern Arizona back on defense. Parrish calling for the basketball. Maxwell can't get it to him. To Henry, out at the point. Left side, it goes to Dan Bell. Along the baseline, can't get the shot away. Underneath to Parrish, lays the shot up. No good. A travel call on Avery and Parrish. Parrish went down hard and is not getting up. Ben Morton and Parrish. Parrish tried to back into the basket and went down hard and may have hit his head. He is not getting up. Now he's getting up very slowly. He went down hard and gets up holding his back. It may just be a case of a bruise, a very hard floor. Parrish comes up grimacing. Parrish very loose and relaxed prior to this game, and that's a little bit like Avery and Parrish normally is prior to the game. Parrish to come out for a minute, and we may see Steve Schreiner. Steve Schreiner, who matched his career-high 20 points against North Idaho, will be coming into the lineup to replace Avery and Parrish. Parrish to come out. It's out of bounds to Eastern Arizona on the travel call by against Avery and Parrish. And Dixie will put on the full court pressure. It looks almost like Eastern Arizona is trying to inbounds under their own basket. All of the jerseys are on that end of the floor, under the Dixie end. 3-0, Dixie on the three-point play by Ricky Henry. Inbounds comes to Harbison. Harbison wearing a white T-shirt under his jersey. Harbison quickly into forecourt against Ricky Henry. Henry goes after the steal. Harbison reverses. Good guard shoots. Can't get the shot away over Henry. So passes out to Sims. Long jump shot. Johnson, good. And Kevin Johnson, the leading scorer and ball handler. We have a timeout call by the officials. There is a streamer thrown onto the floor, and similar to what's been happening with some of the East Coast basketball, and all the fans sit down. Maybe we can also. 3-2, Dixie with a one-point lead. Kevin Johnson has the basket. Ricky Henry has a three-point play. Zone defense, 2-3 zone by Eastern Arizona. Maxwell at the angle to Ricky Henry. To the high post, it goes to Bell. Cross-court to Steve Schreiner. Baseline jump shot. Good, Steve Schreiner. And Schreiner, who has a thigh bruise and some damaged fingers, didn't stop him from playing well in the Region 18 championship. Gives Dixie a 5-2 lead. Johnson trying to whirl against Maxwell. Bounce pass underneath. Goes to Sims. Hook pass out in front to Johnson. At the top of the key, it goes to Morton. Back to Johnson against Maxwell. Shoots, though, can't. Passes underneath to Sims, who lays it up and in. Eastern Arizona being patient. Brings it back within one. 5-4. Dixie out in front by 1 point. At the angle, it goes to Steve Schreiner. Underneath, it goes to Bell. Reaching in is Morton. No foul call. Knocked the ball away. Morton across the wrist of Dan Bell. The officials, probably wisely, saying no foul on that one because the arms are intertwined. Dan Bell to inbounds. Looks for help. Goes to Ricky Henry at the angle. Henry looks for help. Into the corner goes to Brent Stevenson. Cross-court pass to Schreiner. Baseline 10-footer. Up, soft, not enough. Rebound taken on a run by Eastern Arizona. 3-on-2 fast break. The layup by Sims is good. And Eastern Arizona has the lead. 6-5. Gila Monsters out in front. 2 minutes gone in the ballgame. 18:01 left. At the angle, it goes to Ricky Henry. Out at the point, it goes to Robert Maxwell. To the high post, it goes to Stevenson. Reach in, found a foul on Victor Harbison. It's a common foul. Out of bounds to Dixie at their own half of the court. Back in is Parrish. To sit down is Dan Bell. But Parrish is okay. 6-5. Eastern Arizona with the lead and Dixie with the basketball. Dixie grabbed the early 3-0 lead. Parrish trying to inbound to Henry. Trying to get it inbound. Gets it to Stevenson. Knocked away. Picked up by Henry. Trapped in the corner, bounce pass comes out in front to Stevenson. Back to Henry in the corner, dribbles out in front. Henry looks for help, goes to the point to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell at the right angle goes to Parrish, whirls along the baseline. 5-footer put up, blocking foul will go to Eastern Arizona, and it may be on McGrath. If it is, that's two. The shot was blocked by Morton. Is it a goaltend? Michael Hart says no, it was headed on the way up. So it's a shooting violation. McGrath with his second personal foul, that may or may not be good. McGrath has to be. Has to have his attention diverted by the marriage that took place last night. Abraham Parrish to shoot a couple. By the way, the cheerleaders for Dixie College made the trip down. They are here in full force. Parrish shot up and good. And Abraham Parrish has his first point of the night. Ties the ball game at 6. Parrish, the Region 18 co-MVP. And if you can pick an MVP in the ICAC, although it wasn't designated, it has to be Parrish. 50 out of 50 possible point totals in the all-conference rating. Parrish gets 2 free throws. Make it 7-6. Dixie out in front in Eastern Arizona with the basketball. Harbison into forecourt. At the angle, it goes to Sims. Sims with a couple of baskets so far. To McGrath, out away from the action. At the right angle, it goes to Harbison. At the point, it goes to Morton, out away from the action. On the right side to Harbison. Eastern Arizona patient to Phil McGrath. Jump shot good. And Eastern Arizona red hot. 8-7. Eastern has taken a 1-point lead with 17-10 left in the first half of play. Henry at the angle against Johnson. Bounce pass to the point goes to Maxwell. Double team to Henry at the angle. Jump shot too long. Rebound Parrish. Parrish back to the basket. Lays it up and in. And there's a foul on Morton. Parrish gets the basket. Morton gets the foul. And suddenly Eastern Arizona has 14 fouls. And Parrish will be shooting one. Trying to complete the 3-point play. 9-8, Dixie out in front by 1. Abraham Parrish has 4 points on the night. You have to look for Eastern Arizona the key on Parrish in this ballgame. 9-8, Dixie out in front. Parrish at the free throw line. Dixie's the only team to shoot free throws so far. Shot good by Parrish. Abraham Parrish nice and relaxed prior to this game and is showing that relaxed attitude right now. Playing very well. Harbison in the forecourt against Ricky Henry. Eastern Arizona, I don't believe, has missed more than one shot so far. At the angle, way out in front, goes to Kevin Johnson. Trying to get away from Maxwell, dumps the pass off to Morton. Jump shot, good. And Eastern Arizona, matching basket for basket, ties the ball game at 10. Maxwell cut off by Johnson. Into the corner, it goes to Stevenson. Out in front, it goes to Robert Maxwell. Left side to Abraham Parrish. Looking in deep to Henry. Ball knocked away on the floor. Picked up by Kevin Johnson. 3-on-2 fast break. Bounce pass, too big for Morton. Gathered in by Abraham Parrish. Parrish. Up court, being chased by the little guard. And there is a foul, and that will be on Kevin Johnson. The All-American picked up the foul. 15 foul on Eastern Arizona. Eastern had foul trouble against Dixie. It did not prove to be that momentous, except right at the end. Kevin Johnson fouled out of the ballgame first time through. Over the last 30 years, Dixie is 5-5 with Eastern Arizona. Neil Roberts is 1-1. Parrish underneath to Stevenson. Whirls with the left hand. Shot short. Rebound brought down by Harbison. Reach in foul by Stevenson. Stevenson way under the basket. Missed the layup. Gets his first personal foul. First team foul on Dixie. 5 team fouls on Eastern Arizona. 10-10 tie. Eastern Arizona has missed but one shot so far. They've been shooting some layups. Double man high post for Eastern with 16:04 left in the first half of play. Harbison at the angle. It goes to Terrence Sims. Eastern Arizona playing in their home gym and has some momentum. Phil McGrath at the point. Looks for help. Bounce pass to the left side. Goes to Victor Harbison. Harbison trying to get away from Henry. Reverses. Can't get the shot away. Cross court pass goes to Morton. has a notion. Morton, a young man from Detroit, Michigan, backing out. Here comes Eastern Arizona. They're going to go into the delay game. Dixie will extend out on the man-to-man, and here we go into the four-corner set, just what Eastern wants. Let the guards go one-on-one. Harbison against Ricky Henry. Harbison to direct traffic in Eastern Arizona into that delay game with a 10-10 tie. Harbison leaves it for Kevin Johnson. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. Johnson to try to work one-on-one with Maxwell. Good one-on-one player. Johnson between the legs dribble, takes a jump shot from the baseline and misses. Rebound brought down by Avery and Perry. That's rare for Eastern to miss a shot so far. Maxwell going right to the basket, has the ball stripped away by Kevin Johnson. Fast break, 4-on-2. Johnson right to the basket, lays it up, blocked by Stevenson, taken out of the air by Henry. Here comes Ricky Henry the other way. 3-on-2, lead pass to Bell. Along the baseline, lays it up, offensive foul, Dan Bell. Bell put his shoulder into the defender and picked up the offensive foul. So Dixie can't get the lead. 14:53 left in the first half of play. Eastern Arizona, you know they're going to go into the delay game. They feel that they cannot beat Dixie straight on. Dixie with a 30-1 record. Eastern Arizona has lost once this year to Dixie already. Harbison. The back into forecourt against Henry. Gets around Henry. If the lane, bounce pass goes to McGrath, lays it up and in. Stevenson went for the block on a fingertip on it, but not enough. 12-10, Eastern Arizona shooting the layup. 12-10, with Gila Monsters with the lead. Maxwell looks for help at the angle, it goes to Parrish. Trying to find somebody underneath. Parrish along the baseline, cut off by McGrath. Goes to the basket, lays it up. They call a travel on Parrish again. Parrish trying to make the move. The travel call is extremely prevalent in Arizona, and that's something Dixie has to deal with. The officials in Arizona do call that travel call awfully close. Full court pressure. Eastern Arizona shooting a tremendous percentage in the first half. Harbison into forecourt, being chased by Ricky Henry. Harbison begging for the foul on Henry, could not get it. Michael Hart takes the whistle out of his mouth to explain that to Harbison. At the angle, it goes to Johnson, trying to get away from Maxwell. Double team on Johnson, clear it out to Victor Harbison. 14:02 left in the first half, and Eastern Arizona into their game. Harbison lays it off to Morton. His jump shot up over the basket. Rebound brought down by Dan Bell. Outlet pass comes to Avery and Parrish. Parrish down the sidelines, working against Sims. Pumped by Sims. No foul call. Sims, Parrish, pass underneath to Henry on the floor. Picked up by Eastern Arizona. Finally grappled for by Sims, and a travel call on Terrence Sims. Turnover to Dixie. Sims made the mistake of trying to get up with a scramble on the basketball. Break for Dixie. And Sims travels with the ball. It's going to be a hard-fought game. If Dixie expects an easy one, don't expect it. Red Wade into the lineup to replace Ricky Henry. Henry to sit down for a minute. 12-10. Eastern Arizona with a two-point lead with 13:40 left in the first half. Maxwell, long jump shot, good, and Robert Maxwell. Perfect in the North Idaho game. Starts off by hitting his first shot in this game. Ties the ball game at 12. Johnson against Maxwell. Johnson trying to bring it up court against Maxwell. Will reverse. Can't get away. Johnson runs into Maxwell. They call the blocking foul on Maxwell. Tough call. Johnson ran into Maxwell. Maxwell was not set. It could have gone anyway, and Maxwell gets it. 13 foul on Dixie. First personal on Maxwell. And it may be a case of one-on-one, Johnson versus Maxwell tonight. 12-12 tie with 13:21 left in the first half. Inbounds comes to Victor Harbison out near midcourt, being chased by Brent Wade. Harbison and Wade, about 6-1 matchup. At the angle, it goes to Sims against Parrish. Sims, muscular ball player. It's Phil McGrath popping out from the angle. McGrath looks for help. Bounce pass out in front goes to Harbison. Harbison trying to find somebody to pass it to. Dixie with the man-to-man defense. Harbison to McGrath, Eastern Arizona, being patient on the offense. 12:56 left in the first half. Sims looking for somebody down underneath. Brings it out to Kevin Johnson. Eastern Arizona, very patient. Chuck Lavetter, schooled in the Bruce Larson School of Offense. Pass underneath, intended for Morton. Tipped away by Stevenson. Touch last by Morton. Break for Dixie. It looked like Stevenson could have been the last man to touch that. Eastern Arizona will drop back in defense, and Dixie will attack on the offense. Kevin Johnson, the point man on that 2-3 zone. Extended out, long jump shot up by Maxwell. And good from the top of the key, and Dixie has taken a 14-12 lead. 4 unanswered points by Dixie. Harbison with a 15-footer short, rebounded up and in by McGrath. McGrath happened to be at the right place at the right time. Make it 14-14. Parrish into forecourt. Bounce pass goes to Maxwell. Back to Parrish at the angle. Head fakes, jump pass underneath to Stevenson. Shot up and good, and there's a foul. And it will go to Harbison. Stevenson muscling it up and in, and Stevenson has the basket, and Harbison has the foul. The basket is good, and Harbison has his second. Let's double check. Let's see if it's Harbison or Johnson. They call it on Johnson. And that is his second. Kevin Johnson with his second personal foul. So not Harbison, but Johnson shot up and good by Stevenson. Brent Stevenson with his first 3 points, and Dixie has a 3-point lead again, 17-14, with 12:09 left in the first half of play. This is for the right to go to Hutchinson and be one of the final 16 teams. At the angle, Victor Harbison. Dixie into that 3-2 zone. McGrath matched up with Parrish. At the angle, it goes to Terrence Sims. Dixie into that 3-2 zone against Eastern Arizona. They're going to try to clog the middle. At the angle, it goes to Sims. Out in front to Harbison. Right angle to Sims. Lob underneath, intended for McGrath. Knocked away by Bell. Bell and Stevenson came together. Both of them could have had it. Bell tapped it away from Stevenson out of bounds. Out of bounds to Eastern Arizona. Dixie working hard. Harbison to inbounds. Looks for help. At the angle, it goes to Kevin Johnson. Johnson against Maxwell. Looks for help. It may be a key Brent Wade's defense in this ballgame. 3-2 zone. As Wade will be matched up with Harbison. Johnson to attack at the angle. It goes to Victor Harbison. 11:29 left in the first half, and it's going to be Eastern Arizona's tempo, but Dixie has the 3-point 17-14 lead. McGrath out in front to Johnson. Free throw line dishes off to Victor Harbison. Back to Kevin Johnson. Dixie into that 3-2 zone. Johnson looking for somebody trailing underneath. Harbison went through, but could not get the pass. McGrath to Harbison. Back out in front to McGrath. Trailing the pass to Harbison. Head fakes. Puts the shot up under pressure. Will not go. They call a foul on Stevenson. Brent Stevenson, who had foul trouble against Eastern Arizona, has his second. And shooting two will be Victor Harbison. That trailer coming through along the backside. Harbison forced the shot. Really had no hope of getting the shot. But did draw the foul on Stevenson. And not a very heavy foul, but it was a foul. 11:05 left in the first half. 17-14. Dixie out in front and Harbison to shoot a couple. That's the fourth team foul on Dixie. Eastern Arizona has 16 fouls, so Dixie will shoot 1-1 the rest of the night. Harbison hits the first free throw of the night for Eastern Arizona. 17-15. Good shooting night for the Gila Monsters. Dixie not doing too badly either. Shot is up and good. And Harbison has two free throws. Inbound comes to Brent Wade. Wade, right at the top of the key, looks for help, backing away from trouble. 2-3 zone by Eastern Arizona. Maxwell at the point, right side it goes to Parrish. Jump pass underneath the Bell. One bounce, dribble, lays it up and in. Assist by Parrish, basket by Bell. Seven players have played for Dixie. Six of them have scored. 19-16. Dixie by three again. Harbison against that 3-2 zone. Maxwell will move out on the wing. There's a way out in front on the point to Kevin Johnson. Eastern Arizona remains patient with 10:38 left in a half. Johnson. Law pass into the corner goes to Harbison. Back out in front to Johnson. Johnson cross-court pass to McGrath. Trying to find the layups underneath to Harbison at the baseline. Can't get the pass in to McGrath. Long jump shot. Good. And McGrath, 4-for-4. 19-18. Dixie by one. McGrath playing extremely well. Right angle, it goes away. Drops the basketball. Picks it up on the dribble to Robert Maxwell. Left side, it goes to Parrish. Head fake, can't get the shot away. Bounce pass through the baseline to Stevenson. Out in front, it comes to Maxwell. Right side away to Parrish. At the baseline, head fakes against McGrath. Can't get the shot away. Underneath, it goes to Stevenson. Tries to lay the shot up. No, steps on the baseline. Out of bounds. Turnover by Stevenson. Steve Schreiner ready to come in. And Brent Stevenson working hard underneath, but committing a turnover. Schreiner in and Stevenson to sit down. 9:59 left in a half, and this becomes a chess match when you're playing against the slowdown team. It's whoever cracks first situation. Full court pressure by Dixie. Harbison against Wade. Double team on Harbison. Bounce pass goes to Johnson. Dixie back into that 3-2 zone, leading by 1 point to McGrath, to Johnson. And Eastern Arizona getting good shots and hitting every one of them, it seems like so far. Not missing much. Harbison head fakes, can't get the shot away. Pass thrown away. No, they call it out of bounds to Eastern. It was not touched by Dixie. Michael Hart didn't see it. Steve Goodman called it out of bounds to Eastern Arizona. Hart and Steve Goodman got their heads together and finally realized nobody touched it. It's out of bounds to Dixie. Dixie, bench up in a hurry on that one. At the angle, it goes to Brent Wade. Wade looks for help. To the point, it goes to Maxwell. Left side to Parrish. Underneath, intended for Bell. Can't grab a hold of it. The pass was slightly deflected. Bell tried to get it back and go back to the basket. Could not. So it's a turnover by Dixie. Dixie cannot lengthen out that lead. They've led by as much as three, and that's it. Eastern Arizona has led by two, and that's their widest margin. Sounds like the North Idaho game all over again, doesn't it? 9:22 left in the half to Kevin Johnson into forecourt. Johnson can shoot from anywhere. Goes baseline, head fakes, double team, clears the way out in front to Harvison. Dixie back into that 3-2 zone. Let Eastern Arizona attack it. Harvison, law pass into the corner, goes to Johnson. Back out in front to Harvison. Will not take the shot. Disciplined ball club, well-schooled ball club. Chuck Leveter is one of the best coaches in Arizona, especially with the slowdown play of offense. To McGrath, bounce pass into the corner to Johnson. Can't find anybody to pass it to, trying to get it to Harvison, and comes way out in front to McGrath. McGrath, the bridegroom. At the point, it goes to Harvison. Bounce pass into the corner, Johnson. Johnson, 22-footer, good! And Johnson gives Eastern Arizona the lead. 20-19. Maxwell into forecourt. Dixie cannot afford to make mistakes against this ball club, as hot as they're shooting tonight. Wade out in front to Maxwell at the point. Back to Brent Wade. Wade trying to find Bell underneath. One bounce dribble gets it to Maxwell. Left side to Parrish. 15-footer pops too hard. Rebound Bell tries to put it up. Knocked out of bounds by Eastern Arizona. Terrence Sims with the reach in to knock it away. Out of bounds to Dixie. Off the hands of Eastern. Dixie with the ball out of bounds into their own basket. Trailing by one. 20-19. 8:23 left in a half. Dan Bell talking to Michael Hart about something. Bell inbounds to Brent Wade in the corner. Left alone, takes a 15-footer and misses. Long rebound taken by McGrath. Outlet pass to Eastern. 4-on-2 fast break. Morton runs in to Maxwell. Maxwell draws the offensive foul. Gets the acting award of the year. Morton now has his second personal. That's the 17 foul. Player control, and Maxwell started to do the slow fade as Morton went up. Sarah Perrenhart would have been proud. Not that much contact. Eastern Arizona leads by one, commits the turnover. Maxwell into forecourt. The 2-3 zone with Johnson, almost a 1-1-3 zone. Into the corner goes to Wade. Long jump shot. Wade, too long. Rebound tapped by Bell, no good. Rebound battle for between Bell and Schreiner. Finally taken away by Eastern Arizona. Dixie, just too many hands right there from the same color jersey. Eastern Arizona will go into the four corners offense, it looks like. Harvison wants Dixie into that man-to-man defense. Neil Roberts will extend out. Brent Wade, who has struggled with his shot, maybe allowed that shot all night. Dixie with the 3-2 zone, now told to extend out. Brent Wade will extend out. Dan Bell will come out on McGrath. Open it up into a four corners. Eastern Arizona with a 20-19 lead. 7:29 left in a half, and here we go. It's going to be a long night, folks. Eastern Arizona will play catch with it. To Terrence Sims at the angle against Parrish. Out in front it goes to Victor Harvison. Harvison looks for help. Clears it out in front to Terrence Sims. Eastern Arizona. Ball knocked away by Wade. No foul call on Wade. Harvison gets it back near midcourt. Man-to-man defense. Wade with Harvison. Pass goes to Kevin Johnson. Trying to get in front of Maxwell. Bounce pass goes to McGrath. Lays it over the basket. Rebound. Spike out in front. Taken by Parrish. 2-on-2 fast break. Parrish to Wade. Lays it up and in. Brent Wade and goes tumbling. Brent Wade gives the lead to Dixie. Parrish with the assist. 21-20. Dixie out in front with 6:48 left in a half. And Dixie back into that 3-2 zone. And yes, it is a test of wills. As Coach Neil Roberts described it. Kevin Johnson against that 3-2 zone. Lob into the corner goes to McGrath. Back out in front to Johnson. In the lane, head fake. Will be fouled by Bell. Darren Williams trying to do a little officiating, wanted the travel call, but no way. Bell hammered Johnson pretty well. Did they rule the two-shot foul? Johnson put it up, yes. Johnson will shoot two. 6:33 left in a half. Bell with his second personal foul. That's the 15th foul on Dixie. Dixie has one more to give before Eastern Arizona shoots 1-1. It's a packed house. This is the spring break for Eastern Arizona, and it's still a packed house. Johnson, first shot is up, and no good. Kevin Johnson, this is his first free throw of the night. The best he can do now is tie the ball game at 21 with 6:33 left in a half. Dixie has never led by more than three. Eastern Arizona has never led by more than two. Shot is up and good by Johnson. Johnson with 5 points on the night. Leading scorer on the team with 17 plus. Brent Wade across the 10-second line with a pass to Robert Maxwell. Eastern Arizona will be forced to come out a little bit on Maxwell. Maxie shooting hot again to Bell. Underneath it goes to Schreiner. Double team goes right to the basket, lays it up. No goaltending. Yep, they call it. Morton went up and goaltended. Schreiner gets the basket. Give Dixie the 2-point lead, 23-21. Schreiner went right to the basket. That's 4 points to Schreiner. Chuck Leventer up pleading with the official. Full court pressure by Dixie. Kevin Johnson in backcourt against Maxwell. Dixie will put on the full court pressure and then probably drop back into that 3-2 zone. Johnson against Maxwell. Now Dixie will drop back. No, they'll stay into the man-to-man. Johnson trying to go one-on-one with Maxwell. Pass goes to Harbison. Wade reaching around. Almost picks up the foul. Trying to cut off Harbison. Wade trying to reach in. Harbison, clever with the basketball. Out in front it goes to Morton. Juggles the ball. Can't get the shot away. Puts it out in front to Harbison. Wade wants that steal. Parrish and Sims. Sims trying to post up with Parrish. Harbison almost double dribbles. Hook pass goes into the corner to Morton. Out in front it comes to Harbison. Dixie by two. 23-21. Pass underneath goes to Sims, who lays it up and in. The Patriots will out, and Eastern Arizona gets the basket. Shooting another layup. 23-23 tie. Maxwell at the angle to Wade. Wade looks for help. Back to Maxwell. Back to Wade at the angle. Trying to find somebody underneath. Back to Maxwell at the point. Bounce pass goes to Schreiner. Schreiner shooting hot. Cross-court pass goes to Wade at the baseline. Clears it out in front to Maxwell. 15-footer. Good. Robert Maxwell. 3-4-3 again tonight. 6 points Maxwell. Dixie by two. 25-23 with 5:11 left in the first half of play. And Stan Murray said in his column last night, bring out the antacids, people. 5:05 left in the first half of play. Johnson into forecourt. Head fake, takes a jump shot over Maxwell and misses. Long rebound taken in the corner by Dan Bell. That's one of the few shots that Eastern Arizona has missed. A very warm gym, by the way. At the angle it goes away, trying to find Schreiner underneath, cannot, to Maxwell at the point. Maxwell trying to penetrate. Parrish at the baseline, bounce pass intended for Schreiner, kicked out of bounds by Morton, out of bounds to Dixon. 4:43 left in a half, and it's a chess match right now. 25-23, Dixie by two. Against the Region 1 champ, Eastern Arizona Gila Monsters, a very hot ball club. Inbounds comes to Maxwell. Top of the key, jump shot, good! Looked like it was going to be short, but it drops through. Barely hits the rim at all. 27-23, Dixie with the widest margin of the ball game either side. 4 points, 4:30 left in the first half of play. Harbison into forecourt against Wade. Harbison calling out the play. Eastern Arizona's been patient with the offense and has shot some layups tonight. At the high post, it goes to McGrath. Back to Harbison. Dixie's defense may be a key. Harbison looks for help. Dixie won by eight earlier, but both teams were not that well rested then. In deep it goes to Morton. Turnaround jump shot. Good. And Morton gets his second basket. Cuts the margin to two. 27-25. Dixie into forecourt. Maxwell at the point. Eastern Arizona will extend out that zone defense. Wait at the angle. In the corner. Looks to be trapped. Gets it out in front to Maxwell. To Parrish. Head fakes. Bounce pass intended for Bell. Knocked out of bounds. They say off of Bell. Out of bounds. Turnover by Dixie. Eastern Arizona just will not crack on offense. And Dixie making some mistakes. Too many turnovers against Eastern. Inbound pass comes to Johnson. Getting away from Maxwell. 27-25. Dixie by two. And Eastern Arizona playing a perfect game for the Gila Monsters. At the angle to Sims against Parrish. There's it out in front to Morton. Left side it goes to Harbison. Can't get the shot away. McGrath, top of the key. Jump shot, soft, and no good. Pass up and in by Harbison. No good. On the rim. Michael Hart says it was touched on the rim. Out of bounds for Dixie. Big break on that call. And Chuck LeVetter is going to give Michael Hart an earful. Harbison, according to the officials, touched it while it was still on the rim. Just fingertipped it up and in. Henry into the lineup. Brent Wade to sit down and gets quite a hand from the Dixie fans. 27. They put 1 point on the board for some reason. Now they have to bring it back to 25. Clock starts. 60 by two. Maxwell at the angle to Ricky Henry. Henry, loose and relaxed, trying to lead cheers prior to the game. Parrish leans in with a bank shot. No good. They call the foul. I think they'll call it on Bell after the shot on the rebound. Bell runs over a man. That's number three on Dan Bell. Parrish went to the basket, down is Harbison, and he is hurt. May have hit an elbow. Parrish ran into a man after, tried to put the shot up and in. No good. May just have a Charlie horse. Harbison, let's take a quick 30-second break. 3:21 left in a half, 27-25. Dixie back in 30. With the ankle, Harbison down and hurting. 27-25. Dixie with just a narrow 2-point lead. Eastern Arizona playing a beautiful game in their style of play. Dixie making some turnovers, but still shooting fairly well. And working hard against Eastern Arizona. Dixie putting forth an effort. 3:21 left. Harbison is still down. Let's take another 30-second break. 27-25. Dixie back in 30 seconds. No good. Rebound. Battle four taken by Avery and Parrish. Parrish trying to fast break up court. Has the ball dribbled away by Eastern Arizona. Parrish comes back with it. It's the trainer Henry. Bounce pass. Intended for Parrish. Knocked off the knee of Maxwell, but Maxwell saves it. Eastern Arizona with quick hands. Scott Rice, one of two return missionaries for the LDS Church on this Eastern Arizona team. Phil McGrath, the other one. Henry out in front to Maxwell. Eastern Arizona extending out the defense back to Ricky Henry. Dixie has to be precise with the passes against Eastern. To Maxwell. At the point, it goes to Brent Stevenson. Back to Maxwell. Has the notion, doesn't take the shot. His pass deflected, taken by Adrian Parrish in the lane. Wants to make the move, can't get the shot away. Into the corner, it goes to Henry. Eastern Arizona active on that zone defense. To Parrish at the angle. Back out in front, it comes to Robert Maxwell. Dixie will be patient now with 2:20 left in the half. 27-25, the Rebels out in front. To the baseline, it goes to Stevenson. Bounce pass to Schreiner underneath, and Schreiner gets the basket. Eastern Arizona's patient offense used by Dixie this time, and Dixie gets the layup. 29-25, Dixie by four again. Johnson against the man-to-man defense by Dixie. Dixie switching defenses again. 2 minutes left in the half. Terrence Sims at the angle to McGrath. Trying to get Bryce underneath. It goes to Morton out away from the action. To McGrath. McGrath trying to find Bryce. McGrath against Henry. To Sims. Goes into Morton. Morton is fouled by Schreiner. Morton will shoot free throws, and Schreiner has his first personal foul. Morton went hard to the basket after he got that pass. That's the 17th foul on Dixie. Morton will shoot two. Morton with two baskets so far. Has been averaging right around 12 points a game since he became eligible in the first game between these two teams. 29-25 Dixie. Morton hits the first free throw. Eastern Arizona has shot extremely well. A minute 48 left. Back to a three-point lead. 29-26. Ben Morton, Detroit, Michigan product. Second shot up and misses everything. Air ball. It's out of bounds to Dixie inside court. Devin Johnson claiming that it just ticked the front of the rim, and so Johnson could lay it up and in, but the official says, no, it's air ball. It's out of bounds. Shank nine iron on that one. Ben Morton misses, and Dixie with a three-point lead with a minute 46 left in the half, trying to expand that out. In the first game between these two, it was tied at 33 at the half. 2-3 zone. Dixie's going to hold the basketball for just a minute. Ricky Henry against Phil McGrath, and Eastern Arizona will extend out the defense to Adrian Parrish. A minute 30 left in the half. At the angle, it goes to Ricky Henry, to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell looks for help. At the sidelines, it goes to Brent Stevenson. Dixie wants to shoot free throws. Stevenson gets away from Bryce, lays it up. It's blocked by Morton, put up and in by Parrish. Parrish following the shot, put it up and in. Morton went high to block Stevenson's shot, but Parrish was there to hit it. Five-point lead by Dixie, 31-26. Johnson into forecourt with a minute six left in a half against Robert Maxwell. Out in front it comes to Bryce. At the angle it goes to McGrath. It goes to Sims. Left angle it goes to Johnson. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, cleaned away by Ricky Henry. Eastern Arizona missing a couple of key shots. 50 seconds left in a half, and Dixie will go for one shot. 31-26. This will not be a 33-33 tie this time at the half. Parrish looks for help. Out in front it goes to Ricky Henry near the 10-second line. Eastern Arizona extending out the defense. 38 seconds left in the half. Maxwell to Ricky Henry. Dixie wanting the trip to Hutchinson. So does Eastern Arizona. Robert Maxwell out near the 10-second line to the high post. It goes to Parrish trying to find Stevenson underneath. Parrish, one bounce dribble, clears it to Schreiner. 23 seconds left in the half. To Henry, to Maxwell. Away from the action at the 10-second line. Back out in front to Henry. Dixie to Robert Maxwell. 15 seconds left. 13 seconds left. Now you start to make the move. Going for the last shot. To the high post, it goes to Stevenson. Underneath to Parrish. Turn around, bank shot. Good, Adrian Parrish. 5 seconds left and a half. Parrish with another basket. 2 seconds left. Sims into Johnson. Trying to launch the shot. Misses everything. At the half, 60-33. Eastern Arizona, 26. Back in 2 minutes with Coach Lynn Archibald. This is like a convention. This particular game, of course, a number of Dixie players being chased, and obviously Kevin Johnson, one of the best players in the country, at a guard position for Eastern Arizona, getting a look-see by a lot of coaches also. Let's take a look at the first half scoring statistics for Eastern Arizona. Off the bench, Scott Bryce played briefly, did not score. Bryce, the only reserve used for Eastern Arizona. Part of the break for Dixie came when Victor Harbison went down hard after Dan Bell was called for the rebounding foul. Harbison went down, came up either with a twisted ankle or a muscle spasm in the leg, and was suffering and was taken out. Scott Bryce came in, missed a key jump shot. Eastern Arizona started to cool off to a more normal shooting percentage towards the end of the first half, and Dixie was able to expand out to that 7-point 33-26 lead. That's the widest margin of the ballgame for either side. Eastern is led by 2, 12-10. That's the widest margin of the ballgame for Eastern Arizona. Let's take a look at the scoring totals. Bryce did not score. Harbison has one basket for 2 points, or in the correction, two free throws and two attempts for 2 points. Kevin Johnson, the All-American, two field goals, one for two from the free throw line, a total of 5 points. Bill McGrath, the new bride, the groom, married last night, one reception tonight. McGrath, still sky high, has four field goals, a total of 8 points on the night. Aaron Sims, three field goals, 6 points. Most of those came early. Ben Morton, good performance in the center position, two field goals, one for two from the free throw line, a total of 5 points in the first half. Let's take a two-minute break again, and we'll be back with Dixie scoring. Back in 2 minutes. The score, 33-26, Dixie. Time lead, Dixie out in front. Let's skip the Dixie scoring for a minute. We'll catch up with that. We have Coach Lynn Archibald with us from the University of Utah. Tough to find your way through the crowd, Coach. There's a lot of people here.
A lot of people here. It's tough to find your way to Thatcher, too.
Now, your team finished on probably as high a note as almost any team in the Western Athletic Conference this year, except maybe UTEP. They're still winning in the NCAA.
Well, we were really pleased on the way we finished. We won 8 of the last 10 games, and the 2 games we lost were overtime games. So our players won the close ones, and we didn't win those 2 in overtime. But they just found a way to win at the end. And it's nice when you see young kids come along and improve each game. And this is what happened to us this year. Our young kids really came along and improved each game and really matured. And it makes we have everybody back next year. We lose Tim McLaughlin, the 6'9 player from California, who's going into pre-med right now. So that's the only player we lose off this year's team.
It looked like the team did not have the chemistry at the first of the year, but you definitely had it at the end of the year. Just the fact of maturity?
That's what it is, maturity. And, you know, it's hard when you bring a JC player in. And then we had so many injuries. Every weekend that we played, we had one of our starters gone. We had one time we had Calvin and Jerry both gone. We had Tim gone. We had Manuel gone. So we had every weekend, we always came up with an illness or injuries that took us out of some type of rhythm. So we never had a chance to really be able to get the momentum going. And then till finally we just we had so many guys going in and out that we got a group together and stayed with them and played real well at the end. But it was hard earlier because of the injuries more than anything else.
Manuel Hendricks made a pass in the BYU game, almost cost you the game, and then from that point on, he was gangbusters. He won a lot of games for you.
Well, he did. He played very well for us, and he's just a player that always wants the ball. And when we moved into off guard, he just played a lot better with Gail Gondrizik, our freshman, at that point. Gave him a lot of passes, and he felt more at ease on the wing than he did at the point.
Obviously, you're not at this ball game just because you like basketball.
Well, you know, there's a lot of good players out here, and because of the NCAA rules, we can't say who we're looking at, but there's both teams have good players, and it's a good basketball game, and there's a lot of college coaches here to see both teams tonight.
You've already had a good recruiting year, even if it stops right now. I noticed Mitch Smith was named the Player of the Year in Arizona by the Phoenix Gazette.
He was, and then we had another young man named Jimmy Madison from Yuma, a nice player that had a great year this year, and then we had a kid that is playing for the championship right now in Idaho, Tommy Connors, a point guard, is doing real well for us. And we've had a good recruiting year, and that's where you start with foundation with the freshmen and have them come through and mature. And you know, Dixie's the same way. You know, they had some young kids last year, and they matured, and they're a really good basketball team this year, and fourth in the country. So you can see what maturity does.
You've had some pleasant surprises by a couple of freshmen, Bobby Adair and Ben Gondrizik.
Well, Gail Gondrizik.
Gail.
That's all right. You date you back, you know, when you say Glenn. Gail Gondrizik, who's our freshman point guard. He's really kind of an off guard, to tell you the truth. He's 6'4", but we put him at point. Very unselfish. And he was the whole key to our success because he got the ball to the right people late in the game when we needed it. And then Bobby Adair, he just gets better and better each game.
Western Athletic Conference, it's been down the last couple of years overall. Do you see it on the upswing now?
Well, I don't think, you know, it's been down with the quality of teams from top to bottom, especially Utah. This is the first year in a long time that the Utah teams haven't had a chance to go to the NIT or NC2A, so that's what you judge it by. But it's not down talent-wise and with teams. You notice that Texas El Paso beat Tulsa, who won their league. And then also San Diego State gave 8th-ranked UNLV all they wanted. So you know, we always have one or two teams, but it hasn't been, you're right, it hasn't been the conference that it used to be where you had like four teams that are very very tough. We have a couple of teams, and then everybody else is together. where in the years past you've had like four or five teams winning 20 games.
It looks like it's the youth. You have a lot of good freshmen and sophomores in the league this year.
We definitely do. Almost every team in their conference have young players, and they're just going to be a really strong conference the next couple of years with the freshmen and sophomores in our conference.
Let's take a look at this ball game. I'll let you play coach analysis a little bit. Let's analyze Eastern Arizona and Dixie first half. What does Chuck LeVetter have to do to get back into the ball game?
Yeah, utilize his quickness as much as possible. He's got great quickness on the court, and he's got to try to force some turnovers and get some transition situations. I think that Dixie is doing a tremendous job of keeping their composure, running when they have to, and of course, Robert Maxwell hit some key baskets outside, and that was big play because they sagged off of him, and he was able to hit the open shots. And I think Dixie's playing really a good game plan. They're not playing selfish. They're playing under control, and they're playing together as a team. Eastern just has to utilize their quickness more and try to get them on a one-on-one, three-on-two situation more.
Care to make a prediction second half?
Well, I'm partial because I live in Utah, so I'm gonna take Dixie to win it and advance to Hutchinson, Kansas next week.
Coach Glenn Archibald of the University of Utah, thank you for being with us. Congratulations on the successful finish of this year, and good luck on the future year.
Well, thank you for asking me.
33-26 halftime lead, Dixie out in front. Let's take a 2-minute break and be right back. And Avery and Parrish into forecourt. Wants to go right to the baseline, double team. Looks for help. Bounce pass goes to Bell underneath. Head fake, muscle shot. Good. Dan Bell. Dixie answers right in turn with the layup. 35-28, Dixie by 7. Sims driving layup. No good. High for the rebound is Stevenson. And this will be a more up-tempo second half, it looks like. Eastern Arizona is going to throw caution to the winds and come right after Dixie. Maxwell cross court to Stevenson to the basket. Slams it home. And they call the foul on Stevenson after the shot. They've got to. Will it count? They call it. It is good, and the foul will be on Stevenson. That is his third, but the slam dunk is good by Dixie, and they landed on Morton after. First team foul on Dixie, second half. Three big personals on Stevenson, three on Bell. Eastern Arizona wants a timeout, trying to get the inbound. They cannot. 19-21 left in a half. Dixie by 9, 37-28, back in 60 seconds.
Randall Distributing is a good place to buy two bays.
In the second half, Dixie will put on the full court pressure. Eastern Arizona willing to open it up a little bit. I think they can play wide-open basketball, but whether they can stay with Dixie remains to be seen. Stevenson playing with three personals. Bell playing with three personals. Out in front, it goes to Sims at the right angle. It comes to number 12, Harold Fields, who's starting the second half. Out in front, there is a foul away from the action. Who is it on? Is it on Johnson or Maxwell? It may be on Maxwell. It is on Maxwell, holding Johnson. That is his second personal. Second team foul on Dixie. And the second half, beginning with Dixie getting the early fouls. 19-01 left in the ballgame. Dixie by 9, 37-28. It's a long ways to go. Johnson inbounds and heads for McGrath. Bounced under his hands and out of bounds. Turnover. Dixie with the basketball. And the band keeps playing Thriller. Full court pressure now by Eastern Arizona. And Dixie will have to handle that. Bell inbounds, intended for Parrish, knocked out of bounds by Sims, diving for it. Sims pointed to Parrish that he touched it last, but Sims carried it into his breadbasket, out of bounds. 5 feet farther up court, make it 10 feet, and it's out of bounds to Dixie again. Bell inbounds to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell against little Harold Fields. Harvison apparently injured, maybe out for the year. We'll wait and see. Maxwell against Fields. Fields goes after the steal. At the angle, it goes to Ricky Henry. Eastern Arizona to open things up. Long jump shot. Parrish from 20. Good. And Avery and Parrish in double figures. 11 points on the night. Full court pressure by Dixie. Johnson double teamed in backcourt. Cross court gets it to Harold Fields. Fields drives underneath, lays it up, and good. And Harold Fields with his first basket of the night. Fields matches his total against Dixie last time out. 39-30. Dixie by 9. Has led by 11 to Robert Maxwell. Back to Ricky Henry at the angle. Dixie looks for help. To the point it goes to Maxwell. To Parrish in the lane. Loses the ball. Has the dribble away. Gets it back. Baseline jump shot. Up over the basket. Rebound. Knocked away. Gathered by Bell in the corner. Looks for help underneath. It goes to Parrish. Muscle shot will not fall. The foul will go to Morton. Parrish had the shot hang on the rim and couldn't get it. And Morton picked up his third personal foul. Big trouble for Eastern Arizona. That's the first team foul of the second half. Morton has 6'8". Eastern has one other young man, John McMullen from Sholo, who started the last time these two teams met in the first round of the Rotary Nationals. But McMullen, the young man from Sholo, not as aggressive as Morton. Morton definitely taking the play. Parrish, 11 points on the night. Looks for his first free throw. Shot up and no good. And that's the first free throw missed by Dixie tonight. Now 5-for-6 from the free throw line. 39-30, Dixie by 9, with 18:07 left in the ballgame. A long time to go. Abraham Parrish at the free throw line. Steadies himself. Looks for the shot. The free throw is up and good. And Parrish with 12 points on the night. Make it 40-30. Dixie by 10 points. Driving the other way, McGrath gets the layup. And McGrath with 10 points beats Dixie up court. Well, still in backcourt, now driving hard into forecourt. At the angle it goes to Sims. Eastern Arizona still shooting extremely well, getting good shots. Sims in the corner to McGrath. Out in front it comes to Kevin Johnson. Dixie into that 3-2 zone. Into the corner to Sims. Back out in front to Johnson. Right side it goes to Harold Field. Field looks for help. 17-18, less in the ballgame. Sims underneath to McGrath. McGrath double-teamed at the baseline. Back to Sims. Juggles the ball. Out in front to Field. Pass stolen by Maxwell. Maxwell out in front of everybody. Lays it up and in. Maxwell gets the basket. Robert Maxwell on the wing pass fields it. Lee pass comes into Terrence Sims. 60 by 10 again. 42-32 with 17 minutes left in a ballgame. Eastern Arizona shooting well tonight, but committing a costly turnover that time. At the angle, Fields out in front, it goes to Johnson. 3-2 zone. Dan Bell will extend out a little bit. Bounce back. Bounced away intended for Fields, and they say cut last by Henry for Bell. Out of bounds to Eastern Arizona. Tough call. Harbison limping off the bench, ready to come back in. Will come in limping. Going out is Fields. And how loose Harbison's ankle can get remains to be seen. Harbison, the number two scorer on the team. Eastern needs him right now. Dixie by 10, 42-32. Wants the trip to Hutchinson. If they get the win tonight, Dixie leaves tomorrow from Phoenix directly to Hutchinson. Cross-court pass goes to Harbison. Harbison to the baseline. It goes to Sims. Jump shot. Good. Sims with points 7 and 8. Cut it back to an 8-point margin. 42-34. Maxwell in backcourt. Dribbles across the 10-second line. Looks for help. Down the sidelines. It goes to Parrish. Turns on McGrath. Man-to-man defense by Eastern. Now they drop into that 2-3 zone. To Henry. Cross-court. It goes to Maxwell. 20-footer. Maxwell. Good. Robert Maxwell. I don't think Maxwell has missed again tonight. That's 6 baskets for Maxwell. 10-point lead. 44-34. Harbison's ankle looking more loose as he plays, still favoring it just slightly. Dixie into that 3-2 zone. Harbison looks for help. Bob cross-court pass goes to Johnson. Double-team quickly on that zone. Reverses against Schreiner. Can't get the shot away. Leaves it out in front to McGrath. McGrath, jump pass back to Johnson. Penetrates, can't get the shot away. Jump pass out in front comes to McGrath. Bounce pass, kicked by Henry. Out of bounds. Out of bounds to Eastern Arizona in forecourt. 15:40 left in the ballgame, and it seems like it's taking forever to get through this second half. 44-34, Dixie by 10 points, is led by 11. Eastern Arizona has not led since it was 12-10, but they kept it close until right at the end of the first half. And Dixie expanded out early in the second half. Cross-court pass to Johnson, jump shot, no good. Rebound taken by Maxwell, and the foul will go to Harbison. Harbison with his second personal foul. And that is the second team foul on Eastern Arizona this half. Dixie has 3. 15:29 left in a ball game. Eastern will not pressure. Dixie by 10. And Dixie with the basketball. 15 and a half minutes left in the game. And Dixie trying to take this lead larger if they can or nurse it right to Hutchinson. Pass goes to Parrish. In the lane against Sims. Forces the shot up. Short. Rebound. Bounced around. Taken by Henry in the corner. Ricky Henry trying to get away from Harbison. Clears it out in front to Robert Maxwell. Dixie has shot extremely well this second half. Henry trying to clear a way out in front. Goes so to Robert Maxwell. At the sidelines it goes to Parrish. Parrish dribbles the ball. Almost loses it out of bounds. Picked up by Maxwell. Dixie hustling after the basketball. Looks like they put on an extra step at halftime. Maxwell against Johnson. At the baseline it goes to Bell. Eastern playing tough defense. Bell underneath. Drives around. Lays it up. No good. Steps on the end line, he says. Out of bounds to Eastern Arizona. A lot of travel calls. A lot of end line steps, they call. in this ballgame. 14:47 left in the game. Dixie still leads by 10, 44-34. Dixie will stay in that 3-2 zone until Eastern Arizona proves that they can beat it. Harbison, cross-court pass goes to Johnson. At the high post, it goes to Morton, playing with three personals. Lob at the angle goes to Johnson. Johnson looks for help. Out in front, it goes to McGrath. Back at the left side, it goes to Johnson. Johnson drives to the baseline, forces the shot, no good. Rebound tapped up and in by McGrath. And Phil McGrath with 12 points. Keeps Eastern Arizona within eight. Behind the back, dribble by Parrish and chased by Harbison. Foul goes to Harbison. That's number three on Victor Harbison. 13 foul on Eastern. It's out of bounds to Dixie at side court. Dixie by eight, 44-36, and now Eastern starting to stack up some foul trouble. Four personal fouls on Stevenson, three on Bell, but now Eastern has two men with three personal fouls, two starters. Maxwell puts it out in front to Henry. Dixie being patient on the offense, 4:10 left in the ballgame. Bounce pass goes to Parrish, gets away from McGrath. Jump ball called on McGrath. As McGrath jumped in, gets the hands on it, and it's out of bounds to Dixie. Parrish trying to go to the basket against McGrath. Avery and Parrish putting his head down and going hard to the basket, but McGrath got his hands on it. 14:07 left in the ballgame. 44-36. Dixie out in front. And Bell trying to inbound. Has it batted out of bounds by McGrath. McGrath working hard. Doesn't look like a young man has just been married and has thoughts of a one-day-old family on his mind. Michael Hart calls the timeout, wants to talk to Steve Goodman. Goodman and Hart. Maybe the discussion is it out of bounds to Dixie or is it out of bounds to Eastern Arizona? It did hit off of Bell, but it hit the official first. And Bill McGrath says, hey, are they saying that McGrath stepped on the end line when he touched that ball? Bell to inbound. Pass intended inbound for Henry. Stolen by McGrath. Good pass. Stolen back by Schreiner. Back to Parrish. Parrish, 20-footer up. No good. Rebound taken by Henry. Back to the basket. Shot. No good. Foul on Morton. And that is four on Big Ben Morton. The freshman from Detroit in big foul trouble. And Henry will shoot two. Dixie working hard underneath. And Bell comes over to talk to Neil Robertson. Ready to come into the lineup will be Scott Bryce. Bryce is 6'3" and a freshman. Actually, he looks bigger than that. Looks closer to 6'8". Let's double check. Bryce is listed as number 34. But that looks more like McMullen. Timeout called. 13:56. Left in a ballgame, 44-36. Dixie back in 60 seconds.
Dixie Sunshine Village Homes offers it life from just $48,600 and now offered not to buy. Why pay rent? See Dixie Sunshine Village models open daily except Sunday from 10.
It looked too big to be Scott Bryce, this young man coming in. And lo and behold, Scott Bryce's number, but it's John McMullen. So the man we called Scott Bryce in the first half was actually John McMullen, the 6'8". Freshman from Sholo, Arizona. McMullen into the lineup again, replacing Morton. Morton on the sidelines with four personals. Stevenson on the sidelines with four personals. And at the free throw line is Ricky Henry to shoot a couple. Henry has 3 points on the game. It's the first 3 points of the ball game. Henry, first free throw, up and good. Ricky Henry, 4 points on the night. Dixie with a 9-point lead, 45-36. Dixie is led by 11. Eastern has had the 2-point lead, 12-10, and Dixie wants the trip to Hutchinson. Shot up and good. Henry makes it a 10-point lead, 46-36, and full court pressure again by Dixie. Harbison against Henry brings it to Kevin Johnson. Johnson, nifty ball handler, good shooter, has been held to just 5 points in the ball game. We'll be facing Maxwell, man-to-man defense by Dixie. Sims against Parrish, and they call the blocking foul on Parrish. Parrish did not get there, gets the blocking foul, that's the fourth team foul. On Dixie, it's a common foul. It's out of bounds to Eastern Arizona under their own basket. First personal on Avery and Parrish. So Sims, who's had a good night, four baskets, apparently will try to work one-on-one with Parrish. Dixie, will they go into the 3-2 on the inbounds? That's often the case. Victor Harbison to inbounds for Eastern Arizona. Law pass comes way out in front to Kevin Johnson, being chased by Maxwell. And at the corner, it comes to Harbison. Back, it comes to Johnson. Can't get the pass away. Now gets it away to Sims. Layup shot short. Rebound followed by Sims. No good. Sims back to the basket. Banks it home. And Sims with three shots at the basket. Gets points number 9 and 10. 46-38. 8-point lead by Dixie. Maxwell against full court pressure by Kevin Johnson. Maxwell reverses. Johnson chasing Maxwell. Ball knocked away by Maxwell. Maxwell gets it back to Henry. At the angle, it goes to Parrish. Looks for help. Leaves it for Henry. Henry, 20-foot jump shot. Good. Ricky Henry. Ricky Henry confidently shooting. Has 7 points on the night. Make it 48-38 again. 13:05 left in the game. Harvesting into forecourt. And they call timeout. The officials, a little girl, about an 8-year-old girl, running down the sidelines in the court. It's out of bounds. Designated cheerleader, I guess. Zone breaker, whatever. Out of bounds to Eastern in forecourt. Inbounds. The pass comes to McMullen, back to Harvison, and Harvison says, hey, there's a slick spot right here. I know, because I was doing a double clutch shuffle right about that point. So the officials scuffing around, trying to wipe up the moisture. It is warm. They're liable to get it just from Ames Parrish perspiring up and down the floor right now. Ames perspires so very much. So does Dan Bell. Dixie's forward line probably loses more salt in any one ball game than his mind out of the Great Salt Lake. 12:59 left in a ball game. Dixie by 10. Eastern Arizona will not crack. Jockeying back between an 8 and a 10-point lead for Dixie. Dixie cannot expand it out anymore. But they've been trading baskets. The longer that goes, the more that plays into Dixie's hands. The clock on Dixie's side, although there's still almost 13 minutes left. Only 1 second left. Less than 13 minutes. Inbounds comes to Karen Sims. Back to Victor Harvison. Dixie with the man-to-man defense. Harvison to try to work one-on-one with Ricky Henry. Harvison makes the move, can't get the shot away. Out in front it comes to McGrath against Bell. At the angle, it goes to Harvison, drives the baseline. Jump shot up, hangs, will not fall. Rebound, Ricky Henry. Henry taking advantage of the boards. Henry driving hard up court. Pass with a pass to Parrish to Schreiner. Schreiner lays it up and in, but they call the travel. Parrish and Schreiner both there. Schreiner took it away from A. Parrish and went to the basket, but they call the travel. The two of them doing a little May Day celebration around the maypole right there. Schreiner had the basket if there hadn't been the travel call. 12:35. Less than a ball game. Full court pressure by Dixon. McMullen inbounds to Johnson. Johnson being chased by Maxwell. Johnson forcing the dribble up court. Trying to get away from Maxwell. Pass goes out in front to Sims. Back to Johnson. Shoots over Maxwell. Under pressure. Shot no good. Rebound tapped around. Finally grabbed by Schreiner. Taken out by Parrish. And they call the offensive foul on Parrish. Reaching in is Eastern Arizona. Parrish trying to keep the ball away. Runs over Terrence Sims and picks up his second personal foul. 15 foul on Dixie with 12:20 left in the ball game. 48-38. Timeout Dixie, back in 60 seconds.
Fresh goodness and country charm atmosphere. It comes made like your loaf. Have you?
On Abraham Parrish's second personal foul of the ball game, the turnover, Eastern Arizona will have the ball out of bounds. Some foul trouble on both sides. The biggest foul trouble among the centers. Morton with 4 for Eastern Arizona. Stevenson with 4 for Dixie. Both the starting centers sitting on the bench. And Brent Stevenson has yet to not be in foul trouble in postseason play. Out of bounds to Eastern Arizona. Victor Harbison putting it all out right now. If they don't win tonight, the Gila Monsters hang it up for the year, and Victor Harbison's career is over at Eastern Arizona. He's the sophomore. Inbounds comes to Kevin Johnson. Dixie with a man-to-man defense from the side court inbounds. 12:13 left in the ballgame. At the angle, it goes to Harbison. Out in front, it comes to McMullen. Again, Schreiner trying to get the shot away. To Johnson trying to back in to Maxwell. To the baseline, it goes to Harbison. Cross-court pass goes to McMullen. Out in front to Sims. Hooks the pass out in front to Harbison. And the man plays on. Sims against Parrish. And they call the holding foul on Parrish. And Parrish now with 3 personal fouls. Parrish suddenly with 3 quick personals. And it's out of bounds to Eastern Arizona. Sims just getting a step on Parrish. And suddenly Parrish in foul trouble. 11:56 left in the game. Dixie by 10 points. But it seems precarious at this point. 48-38. Dixie with a 10-point lead. Inbounds comes to Phil McGrath. Especially as hot as Eastern Arizona has shot in this ball game. Johnson into the corner to Harbison. Back out in front to Johnson. At the point it goes to Sims. Bounce pass at the left angle to Harbison. Back out in front to Sims. Sims, Harbison, and Johnson, the shooters on this ball club. McGrath will get a lot of the garbage shots. He's just a hard worker. Ball pass into the corner goes to Sims. His shot up, partially deflected. Long rebound taken by Harbison. Taken away by Maxwell. Out in front of Johnson. Lays it up. It's blocked by Johnson. Followed up and in by Schreiner. Steve Schreiner right there to get his fourth basket. 60 by 12, 50 to 38, and that's the widest margin of the game. Johnson whirls on Maxwell. In the lane, leaves it for Sims. Sims at the free throw line. Left angle to Harbison. Whirls on Henry. Can't get the shot away to McMullen. Right side to Johnson against Maxwell. Long jump shot. Good, Kevin Johnson. First basket of the second half for Johnson. 50 to 40, Dixie by 10. Parrish looks for help, trying to find somebody. Gets it to Maxwell into forecourt. 10:55 left in the ballgame at the angle it goes to Bell. Bell trying to find Schreiner underneath. Schreiner trying to post up to Maxwell to Henry. Right side it goes to Parrish. Parrish looks for help. Out in front to Maxwell. Penetrates back to Parrish. Back to Maxwell at the point. Dixie being patient on its offense. To Dan Bell. Dixie wants to shoot layup. To Parrish. Looks for help. Leaves the ball for Ricky Henry. Almost stolen. Henry goes into the corner with the dribble. Now stops the dribble. Long pass out in front. Stolen by Sims. Late pass comes to Johnson. Lays it up and in. So suddenly four on after points by Eastern Arizona, and it's back to an 8-point lead. Four pass by Henry. And Dixie turns the ball over. 10:20 left in a ball game. 50 to 42. Henry looks for help at the point. Right side it goes to Parrish. Whirls on Sims. Goes right to the baseline. Double team. Gets it out in front to Bell. Bell looks for help. All over him is McGrath underneath the Schreiner. Lays it up and in. The foul will go to Johnson. And that's number three on Kevin Johnson. Dixie just working at this one. Working and working and working. McGrath was all over Bell. Bell got the pass off to Schreiner. The foul is on Johnson. That's number three on the All-American. And into the lineup comes number 30, Tim Pate. Pate into the lineup for the first time tonight. Will replace John McMullen in Eastern Arizona with foul trouble at the center position, trying to find the man that can provide a little bit of extra defense underneath. Pate, not very big, 6'6 and slender. Schreiner at the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play. Matched his season high last time out in North Idaho with 20 points. Has 10 points, make it 11. Schreiner with a three-point play. Dixie by 11 again. 53-42. Dixie is led by 12. 3-2 zone again by the Rebels. Out into the corner comes to Kevin Johnson. Johnson out in front of Victor Harbison. Less than 10 minutes left in the game now. 9:55. Dixie by 11. 53-42. At the point it goes to Sims. Pass underneath goes to McGrath. They call the foul on whom? On Schreiner? They call it on Schreiner. Schreiner with a reach-in foul, and that should be the 16th foul on Dixie. Or is it the 17th foul? That's the 7th. 1-1 coming up. They don't call the shooting violation. They don't say McGrath was headed up. It's 1-1. Eastern Arizona has committed 5 team fouls. They have one more to give with 9:47 left. This may become a free throw contest. Yeah, 53-42. Dixie by 11. Shot by McGrath. In and out. Rebound brought down by Schreiner. So McGrath misses the first free throw of the night. Eastern Arizona is 3-4-4-4-7 from the free throw line. At the angle to Schreiner, underneath the Parrish ball, stolen by Sims, but Sims carries it out of bounds with him. Sims, extremely quick move to get around Parrish. Parrish had the lane to the basket. Sims gambled and almost came up with a steal. 9:34 left in the game. Out of bounds to Dixie. Under their own basket, actually in the corner, along the baseline. Bell to inbound. Comes in to Ricky Henry, out in front of Robert Maxwell. Man-to-man defense by Eastern Arizona. Maxwell against Johnson to Parrish. Looks for help. Pass intended for Schreiner ends up in the lap of the drummer in the band. Sounds like a line from a Dan Fogelberg song. It's out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt. Bell inbounds to Robert Maxwell. Maxwell being cut off by Harbison. Maxwell gets away and the lane bounce pass goes to Schreiner. 10-foot jump shot. Good! Steve Schreiner! Steve Schreiner! 13 points on the night, making a 13-point lead, and that's the difference. The freshman, the youngest player on the team, Schreiner with 13. 55-42, Dixie by 13 points with a 3-2 zone thrown up against Eastern Arizona. Johnson looks for help at the point. It goes to Pate. Right side to Harbison. Back up in front to Pate. It takes a shot and misses. Rebound brought down by Ricky Henry. 8:51 left in the ballgame. Parrish at the baseline. Looks for help. Cross-court pass intended for Schreiner. Thrown too hard. Schreiner was there. Neil Roberts screaming at Avery and Parrish, giving some instructions. In a... how can I say? An excited tone of voice. 55-42, Dixie by 13. In spite of the turnover. Timeout, Eastern Arizona. Chuck LaVetta wipes his brow. 55-42, Dixie. 8:43 left. Back in 60 seconds.
Right now, you can save in a big way.
Sam, you were about to say?
I guess the question now is, which opponent to stick the battle. The one on the floor, the one on the wall, the clock.
8:43 left in the game, and that is definitely an opponent right now. 55-42, Dixie by 13. Eastern Arizona with the basketball. That's the widest margin of the game for Dixie. 13-point lead. The Gila Monsters with some foul trouble. Dixie with some foul trouble. Inbound comes to Kevin Johnson, who's been shut down quite a bit tonight. Out in front it comes to Harbison. Dixie with that 3-2 zone, clogging the middle for Eastern Arizona. Cross court it goes to Sims. Back to Harbison. Pass to the baseline to Sims. Drives, lays it up. They call it good, and they call a blocking foul on Dan Bell. Steve Schreiner can't believe it. Dan Bell gets called with a blocking foul, a chance for the three-point play. Sims now has six baskets. Four personals on Dan Bell with 8:29 left in the game. Four on Bell, four on Stevenson, and to the free throw line goes Terrence Sims. Sims has had heroic night. 12 points. Last time out had 10 points for Eastern Arizona. 8:29 left in the game and Dixie by 11. But Eastern Arizona will not give up. They want to get that baseline drive. Apparently they feel Dixie is vulnerable along the baseline. If they can get it over there on that 3-2 zone. Chuck Lavetter, head coach, played for Bruce Larson at Eastern Arizona. And if you're looking for some ties, Bruce Larson, before he went to the University of Arizona as the head coach, led Weber, then junior college, to the National Junior College Championship. Shot by Sims. Up and high off the back of the rim and falls through. Cuts the margin to 10. 55-45. Full court pressure knocked out of bounds by Sims. Eastern Arizona will put on the full court press. 8:28 left in the game, and the Gila Monsters, with some quickness to match Dixie, will try to take advantage of it. Dan Bell trying to inbound. Does so to Robert Maxwell. Thrown away. Off his fingertips. Bell trying to get it to Maxwell. Threw it too big. Turnover by Dixie. Eastern Arizona trying to make it five unanswered points. Dixie led by 13. Inbound. Johnson gets it to Sims. Hands it right back to Johnson. Out in front it comes to Harbison. Dixie in that 3-2 zone. Harbison into the corner to Johnson. His pass stolen by Maxwell. He called a travel on Maxwell. Maxwell trying to start up court. Got called with a travel, but Maxwell just took the pass right out of the air, just snatched it. Kind of like that mail train taking the bag off the hook. Headed along the DNRG track. 55-45, 8:16 left in the ballgame. Dixie will remain in that 3-2 zone. Pass into the corner comes to Harbison. Out in front it comes to Johnson. Dixie has bothered Eastern Arizona. Ball knocked away by Henry. Picked up again by Sims. Cross-court pass goes to Johnson. Ball dribbled away, picked up by Parrish. Parrish looks for help, and they call the offensive foul on Parrish. Johnson all over Parrish, and they call an offensive foul on Parrish. Put the elbow out. Johnson did a little acting. Got a little bit of a bloody nose out of it, too. Parrish wants the interpretation from the officials. That's four personal fouls on Parrish. Shades of the North Idaho game with everybody in foul trouble. The big kids up front. 8:01 left in the game. Eastern Arizona, another chance. It's been a long time since Dixie's been in their half of the court. 7:59 left. Dixie remains with that 3-2 zone. At the angle, Johnson out in front to Sims. At the left angle, it goes to Harbison. At the point, it goes to Sims. Long jump shot. Too long. Rebound taken by Harbison. Puts it up with the right hand over the basket. Followed up. No good. Rebound on the floor. Off the hands of Sims. Out of bounds to Dixie. Finally, Dixie gets the basketball. Now, the question is, can they keep a hold of it? When they've had the basketball the last couple of times, they've thrown the ball away. Dixie trying to get into their own half of the court. Bell inbounds to Parrish. Shovels it back to Maxwell. Double team in backcourt on Maxwell. Pass comes to Parrish. Parrish into forecourt, goes to the free throw lane, and curls right back out on the dribble to Robert Maxwell. Dixie to play a little keep away right now. 7:30 left in the game. Eastern Arizona will try to put the two-man trap on Maxwell. Dixie by 10, 55-45. Ricky Henry at the angle that goes to Robert Maxwell. Dixie will need all of their sophomore experience to come up with a victory. Pass goes to Parrish. Under pressure, forces the 10-footer. Rebound brought down by Johnson. Parrish, under pressure, forced the shot that they shouldn't. Bounce pass by Tate. Stolen by Maxwell. 3-on-2. Maxwell looks for help. Goes to Parrish at the free throw line. Clears it out in front of Ricky Henry. 6:58 left in the game. Here comes Ben Morton off the bench. Henry at the angle to Robert Maxwell. Into the corner to Parrish. Parrish has had a poor passing first and second half. Driving at Parrish. Shot blocked, and they call the fault blocking foul on Tate. As Parrish went up for the shot, Sims stripped it away from him. And Tate got the foul blocking the other way. And Parrish should be shooting two. Morton back into the lineup. Brent Stevenson back into the lineup. Both playing with four personal fouls. Dan Bell to sit down. Will go out with four personals. Two-shot Bell coming up for Abraham Parrish. Parrish with nine first-half points, only three second-half, and obviously Eastern Arizona keying on Parrish. When you average 24 points a game during the season, you're going to get some points. 55-45, Dixie by 10, with 6:48 left in the game. Neil Roberts talking to the official scorekeeper about something. Parrish shot up and good. Parrish now 5-for-6 from the free throw line. 56-45 and the clock becomes more and more Dixie's opponent with 6:48 left in the game. Dixie has to be looking for layups. Parrish trying to put the second shot in. 56-45, 57-45. Parrish 6-for-7 from the free throw line. 14 points on the night. 6:44 left in the game. Johnson forces the jump shot and hits it. Triple team, and Johnson gets his third basket of the half. 11 points on the night. Schreiner in backcourt to Henry. Henry drives into forecourt, breaks the press. Henry, with 6:29 left in the game, leaves it for Robert Maxwell. Man-to-man defense by Eastern Arizona. Maxwell picked up by Johnson. Bounce pass, and then it's stolen by Sims. Pass taken back by Maxwell on the floor, picked up by Parrish, and they call the travel on Maxwell. Neil Roberts hollering that there should have been a point. Maxwell went down, and it's out of bounds to Eastern Arizona. Dixie 57-47, and Neil Roberts to give Michael Hart an earful. It is becoming a shabby ball game a little bit right now. Dixie not passing the ball as well as they can. Eastern Arizona trying to put the pressure on. 57-47, and you have to look for Johnson. He's the man with a hot hand right now. Three straight baskets in the second half. Full court pressure by Dixie. Inbounds comes to Terrence Sims. That breaks the press in a hurry into forecourt. Sims hits Johnson. Johnson driving to the basket, lays it up and in. Johnson with four baskets this half. 57-49, and here comes Eastern Arizona. Dixie's offense sputtering right now. Lob pass goes to the high post to Parrish. Parrish, double team, looks for help, gets it to Ricky Henry. Dixie may just put a little bit of a freeze on. We'll wait and see with 5:57 left. They call timeout. Apparently, there's a snap off of Phil McGrath's knee brace falling to the floor. McGrath puts it back on. It's out of bounds to Dixie at side court. Dixie wants the timeout. 5:56 left in the game. 57-49. Dixie back in 60 seconds. 8 points. 5:56 left in the game. Dixie will have the basketball. Out of bounds. Plenty of foul trouble for Dixie. Some for Eastern Arizona, too. Johnson with three. Harbison playing with three. Morton playing with four. Stevenson with four for Dixie. Bell on the bench with four. Abraham Parrish has four. 57-49. 8-point lead by Dixie. Dixie with the basketball and 5:56 left in the game. Inbounds comes to Parrish. Bounce pass is headed for Stevenson. Stevenson ends up on his back. And the ball is into the hands of Eastern Arizona. Sims calls Henry with a blocking foul. Stevenson knocked down in the lane and now is nose-to-nose with Michael Hart, the official. How come I went down? Stevenson ends up flat on his back. The bounce pass by Parrish, who had the clear lane to the basket. And coming back the other way, Henry gets the blocking foul. Sims to shoot one and one. 57-49. Dixie led. 57-45. Shot by Sims. Short. Rebound, Ricky Henry. Sims trying to reach in. They call a jump ball. McGrath grabbing for it. Sims grabbing for it. And suddenly there seems to be a string of calls going against Dixie. Abraham Parrish takes the basketball and hands it to official Michael Hart. Dixie will have to tough this one out. Eastern Arizona trails Dixie by 8, and suddenly Dixie cannot seem to keep the basketball on their own end of the court. Eastern Arizona, Victor Harbison inbounds. Way out in front comes to McGrath. McGrath back into the baseline to Harbison. Goes around his hand, lays it up. No good. They call a foul on Stevenson. They call the reach-in and foul on Stevenson in a one-on-one situation. Stevenson is gone. With 5:41 left. They call the reach-in foul. Stevenson with two field goals, one for one from the free throw line. Fouls out with 5 points. Harbison to shoot one and one with 5:41 left in the game. And let's see who comes in. Dan Bell played with four personal fouls. Neil Roberts talking to Michael Hart saying, how come Stevenson didn't get the call at the other end? Stevenson ended up flat on his back at the Dixie end of the court. Eastern Arizona getting some momentum coming down the wire. 5:41 left in the ballgame, 57-49. Dixie will have to tough it out just like they did at North Idaho as they expect to go to Hutchinson. Harbison to shoot 1-1. The shot, good. Harbison 3-for-3 from the free throw line. 5 unanswered points by Eastern Arizona, and Dixie with some ball handling problems. Victor Harbison in a very hot gym. Second shot, good. Harbison, 4 points on the night. 57-51. Dan Bell inbounds to Parrish. Quickly to Henry. 2-on-1 fast break. Henry loses the dribble. Picks it up again. Double team. Ball is knocked away, and they call a foul on Kevin Johnson. Eastern Arizona pleading for the travel call. Johnson and Harbison both went after the basketball, and Henry to shoot 1-and-1. From a 13-point lead, it is back down to a 6-point lead. Actually, Dixie leading 57-44. And Dixie with Ricky Henry to shoot free throws. Needs the first to have the second. Henry 3-for-3 on the night. First shot, good. Dixie may have to win it from the free throw line if they're going to win this. 58-51. Dixie by 7 with 5:33 left in the game. Eastern Arizona, if they did not play well last week in winning, they are definitely playing well this week. Good, and Ricky Henry. Dixie, once again by 8, 59-51. The press broken with a quick pass to Victor Harbison. Eastern Arizona trying to open up the offense. 5:27 left in the game. Harbison at the baseline, back out in front to Sims. Drives, puts the shot up. They call the offensive foul on Sims. Bell stayed there. Sims gets his first foul of the night. Turnover, Dixie with the basketball. Bell stood there in jeopardy with four personal fouls. Sims ran over him. And Dixie with an 8-point lead trying to lengthen it out. 5:22 left in the ball game, and it may be the longest 5 minutes and 22 seconds Dixie has spent this year. A little bit of moisture on the floor again. It is warm in the Gateau Gym here in Thatcher, Arizona. Nice warm country. A little more humid, just slightly more humid than St. George area, but similar climate. The most famous inbounds comes Dan Bell with the basketball. Inbounds intended for Avery and Parrish. Thrown away right into the hands of Ben Morton. To the baseline it goes to Harbison. 10-foot jump shot. Good, Victor Harbison. Dixie back to a 6-point lead. Parrish into forecourt on the dribble, being chased by Johnson. Long pass goes to Schreiner at the angle. To Parrish, reach-in foul will be called on Sims, and Parrish will shoot 1-and-1. Sims reached in and grabbed Parrish on the wrist. Dixie with a 6-point lead, 59-53. 5:06 left in the game. Dixie with some big ball-handling problems in this ball game, looking like they're struggling against Eastern Arizona. Avery and Parrish to shoot 1-and-1. Needs the first to get the second. 59-53. Parrish at the free throw line. Plenty of noise. Good. Parrish, 7-for-8 from the free throw line. 15 points on the night. 5:06 left in the game. Dixie by 7 points. Trying to make it 8 again. Dixie is led by 13. 5:06 left. 60-53. Dixie. Shot by Parrish. Good. Avery and Parrish. Makes it an 8-point lead again, 61-53. Here comes Eastern Arizona. Dixie with that 3-2 zone. Pass to the baseline. Goes to Sims. Out in front it comes to Johnson. Will shoot over Maxwell. In and out. Rebound taken by Schreiner. Schreiner looks for help. Gets it to Ricky Henry. Pass. Long pass up court comes to Parrish. 3-on-2. Bounce pass goes to Bell underneath. Muscle shot will go. Bell goes down and lands right on his tail and is hurt. Bell lost balance as he went up for the shot, came down, and he is hurt. Had a severe back injury when he was in high school, and came down right on the tail ball. Bell makes it a 10-point lead by Dixie, 63-53. Let's take a quick 60-second break. 4:41 left in the ball game. Bell is down, back in 60 seconds. 43, Dixie with four unanswered points, and now a 10-point lead. At the angle, Kevin Johnson against that 3-2 zone. Into the corner goes to Harbison. Bounce pass in deep goes to Morton. Turnaround, fall-away shot, no good. Rebound, battle for Henry has it. They call a jump ball, and it should be out of bounds to Dixie. On the alternate possession, McGrath and Henry came down with it. It's out of bounds to Dixie with 4:25 left in the game. Dixie will face full-court pressure. Ever so slight breathing room, 63-53, Dixie by 10. Bodies flying all over as they're falling down. Doing a lot of mop-up work in this gym. Everyone's perspiring, including the fans, including the cheerleaders, including the drummer across the way. 4:25 left in the game, Dixie by 10, and full-court pressure by Eastern Arizona. Inbound thrown away through the hands of Parrish, taken by Johnson, shot no good. Rebound taken by Schreiner. Schreiner triple-teamed at the baseline. Ball stolen by Sims. No foul call. Sims misses the shot. Rebound Henry, and they call the foul on Sims. Sims finally gets the foul, and that's number three on Terrence Sims. Dixie getting bumped around underneath. 4:12 left in the game. 63-53, a physical ball game. Suddenly coming down the wire. Henry to shoot one and one, and Sims now with three personal fouls. So foul trouble starting to stack up on both sides. Brent Stevenson already gone for Dixie. Parrish and Bell at risk with four personals each. Henry to shoot one and one. 63-53. Good. Henry has hit six straight free throws. Two field goals, a total of 10 points on the night. Henry averaging 11.7 on the year. Tied for number three scorer with Robert Maxwell. Shot good, Ricky Henry. Seven straight free throws. Dixie by 12. Six unanswered points by Dixie. 65-53. And deep it goes to McGrath. Double team. At the angle, it goes to Johnson. Johnson trying to get the screen. Backing away from trouble. Picked up by Josh Bergen on that 3-2 zone. Johnson looking for help. Lob pass to the sidelines. Goes to Sims. Goes around Henry. Forces the jump shot. Misses everything. Into the hands of Parrish. Dixie with 3:49 left on the clock and a 12-point lead. Trying to control the basketball. Henry into forecourt travels. Double team. Johnson and Harbison, and Henry has the pivot foot slip as he tries to come to a stop. Turnover by Dixie. 3:43 left in the ball game. Clock running now. 65-53. Dixie by 12. Long pass to the baseline to Harbison. Jump shot. Up, no good. Rebound, Parrish. And suddenly Eastern Arizona missing some shots. Robert Maxwell in backcourt. Cut off by Harbison. The double team. Bounce pass comes to Parrish. Parrish. Swiped out by Harbison, almost travels with the basketball. They may have missed one there. Parrish looked like he drugged the pivot foot to Robert Maxwell. Man-to-man defense by Eastern Arizona. Double team on the basketball. Parrish gets away from Sims. Bounce pass to Bergen. Bergen clears it out in front instead of going to the basket. Henry gets the pass to Maxwell. To Henry, to the high post, it goes to Parrish. Makes the move to the basket, leaves it for Bergen. They call a block. The charging foul on Parrish. McGrath got there. Parrish fouls out of the game with 3:02 left. Let's see if they call a player control. They do. 3:02 left in the game, and Avery and Parrish is fouled out of his second straight game. Four field goals. 8-for-9 from the free throw line on the night for Avery and Parrish, and 16 points. Brent Wade ready to come into the lineup. The Dixie fans who made the trek. Jim Avis standing ovation. 3:02 left in the game. Dixie, as we mentioned, will have to tough it out. Brad Wade coming into the lineup. Ricky Henry will move to a forward position. So it will be Henry, Bergen, and Schreiner up front. Maxwell and Wade in the backcourt. And a three-guard offense. 3:02 left in the ballgame. Inbounds comes to Kevin Johnson. Dixie will fall back into that 3-2 zone. Johnson will shoot over Wade and hit it. Kevin Johnson, five baskets in the second half. 15 points. Maxwell, double-teamed in backcourt, gets it to Schreiner. Leaves it for Brad Wade. Wade being chased by Johnson. Wade into forecourt. Triple-team, gets it to Henry. Foul will go to whom? It may be on Sims. If it's on Morton, that's five. If it's Sims, that's four. It's on Sims, and that's number four on Terrence Sims. 2:44 left. Dixie with a 10-point lead. 65-55. Brent Wade to shoot one and one. Dixie may have to win it from the free-throw line. A long 2 minutes and 44 seconds left in this game. Wade looking for the pressure free throws, trying to get the shot. First shot, Brent Wade up short, off the front of the rim. Rebound taken by McGrath. So twice Wade in consecutive ball games have missed the front end of the 1-1. Harbison whirls to the basket, loses the ball out of bounds. Turnover by Easter. Dixie with the basketball. Phil McGrath, not looking like a bridegroom, is hustling all over the floor. Inbound pass knocked away from Maxwell, out of bounds to Dixie again. 2:37 left in the game. Dixie by 10, 65-55. Inbounds comes to Brent Way. Triple team, reach-in foul goes to Sims, and that should be five on Terrence Sims. And that's five. Sims will plead his case. So with 2:34 left, Terrence Sims goes to the bench. One of the offensive leaders for Eastern Arizona tonight finishes with six field goals, one for one from the free throw line. And wait to the free throw line again to shoot free throws, to shoot 1-1. Missed the front end of a 1-1. 2:34 left. Dixie maintaining that 10-point lead. The longer it goes, the better it looks for Dixie. Dixie wants the trip to Hutchinson. Not a particularly sterling effort by Dixie, but once again a hard-working effort, similar to the North Idaho game. Very similar to the North Idaho game. Dixie missing the top two scorers. Parrish and Stevenson have fouled out again. Harold Fields into the lineup, so it'll be a three-guard offense by Eastern Arizona. Quick against quick. 2:34 left. 65-55. Dixie by 10 points. Way to the free throw line. Big grin on his face. Has one basket to his credit. Was short with the first free throw of the night. This one, good. Brent Wade, front end of the 1-1. His parents made the trip down. Not to his family, made the trip down to watch this game. Little his sister looks awfully warm and tired. Second shot up and good. A lot of the fans here looking warm and tired. The ball players must also. Dixie by 12, 67-55. Johnson, top of the key, jump shot, too long. Rebound missed by Harbison along the baseline, trying to get the pass out. Does so to Johnson. Forces the bank shot short. Rebound followed by Johnson. Good. Johnson, with second and third efforts, gets the basket. Inbound comes to Henry. 2:14 left in the game. And the reach-in foul will go to Harbison. Henry in backcourt. Harbison gets his fourth personal, and Dixie will have to win it from the free throw line. Johnson just gunning the basketball. Eastern Arizona, 2 minutes and 11 seconds away from ending their season, has that time to get the 10 points back plus one. Dixie, 2 minutes and 11 seconds from going to Hutchinson, if they can nurse that 10-point lead. Henry at the free throw line to shoot 1-1. So he jinxed it. 7-for-7 on the night at 11 points. Henry shot. Good. 8-for-8 from the free throw line. They get an 11-point lead again. 68-57. Dixie out in front. Wants the trip to Hutchinson. With 2:11 left in the game. Shot by Henry. No good. Rebound brought down by McGrath. So Henry finally misses after eight straight free throws. Lead pass comes to Johnson. Whirls. Double team stumbles. Gets at the field. Jump shot up short. Rebound battled around. Getting into Harbison. Shot blocked by Henry. And they call a foul on Bergen from behind. Slapping at the basketball everywhere. And Bergen gets the foul. And Harbison will shoot a couple. Harbison is 4-for-4 on the night. Maybe the best pure shooter on the team. Although Johnson is the leading scorer. With a 17-point-per-game average, Johnson had 20 against Dixie last time out. Is right on line with his 17 points tonight. Harbison to shoot two. 2 minutes exactly left in a game. Dixie by 11, 68-57. Bergen with his first foul of the night. Harbison make it 5-for-5 from the free throw line and 7 points on the night against a 14-point average. Harbison had 14 against Dixie the last time these two teams faced each other. Second shot up and good. 6-for-6 on the night. Rebound. The inbound pass comes to Maxwell, and McGrath picks up the foul to reach in, and that's his third personal. With 1:59 left, 1 second gone, Maxwell to shoot 1-1. Robert Maxwell with 12 points in the game, all from the field. Dixie leading by a scant 9 points, 68-59. Eastern Arizona forcing up a lot of shots and hitting them coming down the wire. Maxwell, a 90% free throw shooter. Helped to win the game at North Idaho with free throws. Needs the first to get the second. First one, good. I do not believe Maxwell has missed in two ball games, either from the field or from the free throw line. Went 7-for-7 from the field and 6-for-6 from the free throw line against North Idaho. And the young man headed for Weber State hits another one. Maxwell brings it out to an 11-point lead, 70-59. Dixie by 11. into forecourt. Johnson forces the shot under pressure and hits it. Kevin Johnson. One-man show right now, and a foul will be on Eastern Arizona again, and that may be on McGrath. A minute 50 left. And Dixie will shoot free throws again. That's the fourth one. Fourth personal foul on McGrath. Let's double check. No, that's the first one on Fields. McGrath and Fields both there. Number one on Fields, and shooting 1-1 again will be Robert Maxwell. Maxwell with 14 points on the night. A minute 50 left in the game. 70-61. Dixie out in front. Maxwell. Good. Maxwell. 3-for-3 from the free throw line on the night. 71-61. Dixie by 10. And a minute 50 to nurse off the clock. Second shot. Good. Maxwell. Maxwell with 16 points on the night. Kevin Johnson into forecourt. He will be a one-man show right now. Dixie chasing the basketball. Lob underneath goes to Harbison. Layback shot good. Dixie into forecourt. Maxwell on the fast dribble. Reaching in as Johnson can't get the ball away to Grant Wade. A minute 35 left. Dixie by 9. Pass goes to Maxwell. Fields fouls Grant Wade and they say 1-1. Wade comes up grimacing. Got fouled across the lower lip with a minute 33 left in the game. Dixie by 9, 72-63. Brent Wade missed the front end of a 1-1 to begin tonight, then hit both ends of a 1-1 last time to the free throw line. Total of 4 points on the night. 72-63 Dixie. Wade shot up, short, but hangs and falls. Hit the front of the end of the rim, bounced off the backboard, off the back of the rim, and fell through. Soft touch. 73-63. Dixie trying to maintain that 10-point lead. Make it 10. Wade misses the second free throw. A minute 30 left. Here comes Johnson. We'll try to force the shot. Johnson from the baseline. Shot up. No good. Rebound taken by Henry against Morton. Here comes Dixie flying out. Lead pass comes to Schreiner. Schreiner leans in with the right hander. No good. Cut. Followed by Henry. No good. Follow again by Henry. Good. Ricky Henry has the lead pass to Schreiner. Lead pass the other way to Harbison. Lays it up and in. Trading baskets. Timeout with a minute 7 left. 75-65 Dixie. Let's take a 60-second break and be right back. Dixie by 10. 75-65. Eastern Arizona just keeps coming right back at Dixie. And Harbison and Johnson putting on a two-man show right now. Harbison with 10 second-half points. And it's Harbison and Johnson doing all the scoring. Some of the fans have left, but there's enough time left for a lot of things to happen. Dixie, a minute 7 seconds away from going to Hutchinson. One of the final 16. Inbound comes to Maxwell. No time off the clock, and the foul will go to Fields. Fields with his third personal foul, and Maxwell to shoot 1-1. Henry trying to inbound. Maxwell to go to the free throw line. Maxwell, 6 baskets on the night, has hit 4 straight free throws. 75-65, a minute 7 left in the ballgame. 1-1 situation. Dixie with two men gone, Avery and Parrish and Brent Stevenson. And looking for the matchup against either Casper College or Worthington, Minnesota. Whoever's won that playoff game tonight. Shot by Maxwell. Good. 5 straight free throws by Maxwell. 11-point lead, 76-65. Do you call him old automatic? I'm not sure, but he's got the rhythm right now. Maxwell, second shot. In. Curls in. It goes in.